Begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachas, daf Nun Dalet, begin on Amud Beis. Begin with Tasty Ramaschal. Tasty begins with the words of the Gemara, Avnei Algavish, which were bemuried Beis Charan in the descent of the place of Beis Charan. Tasty comes to explain that why we only mentioning these items that are mentioned in the Braisa and not like, let's say, the place where the miracle happened for Chizkiah. The Braisa mentioned, as our Tasty quotes, one of them, which is if someone sees these stones of Algavish that came down in the times of Yeshua, the hailstones, destroyed the enemy, one has to give thanks. So Taisa says, now the truth is, if the same thing would apply, Mokum Shenofel Shom Machna Sancheiv, the place where the camp of Sancheiv, who waged war against the Jewish people, that although this miracle didn't happen to all the Jewish people, only happened to the tribe of Yehuda, because the Sancheiv only waged war and laid siege to Yerushalayim. However, Yerushalmi brings that one makes a bracha for a miracle that happened for a distinct personality, which is known to all the Jewish people. So therefore, it says Taisa, Legar Chizkiah Adam HaMesuyim, Chizkiah is not less than any famous personality, and therefore, where the camp of Sancheiv fell, one should also have to make a bracha, Sha'asa Nisim Labisein over there. So why is that not mentioned in the Braisa? Elarad says Taisa, the reason is because Lechosh Lefarsh, the Braisa was not concerned to mention it, Lefish Yidu HaMokim, because the place is well known, which is Saba Yerushalayim, where that way he laid siege around Yerushalayim, and therefore, since it's well known, the Braisa didn't even have to mention it, but of course, one would make the bracha over there. However, Taisa actually brings that Beshuv HaYinir L'Rabbein Yehuda, actually, subsequently, it appeared to Rabbein Yehuda, Kibin She'en HaNes Yidu Al Pi HaMokim, since actually, that miracle that happened to Chizkiah from the camp of Sancheir, it's not known through the place itself, Ki Hanukh, like all the other places mentioned in the Braisa. Like the Yamsov, it's the waters itself that tells us regarding the miracle. But here, out of Yerushalayim, there's nothing in the place itself that tells us regarding the actual miracle. Actually, Ein Mevarchim Lav, then one would not make the bracha. Elo Eisim Shanas Lam Hanas, only those who the miracle is done for them, although it's not evident in the place, you still make it, as Taisa brings Rechen Kal Adam, so to any person. Mevarch Al Nisa, he makes a bracha on his miracle, Afa Pishayin and Nikam and Techamakam, even though it's not evident from the place itself. So Taisa, who wondered regarding why do we not mention the miracle that happened to Chizkiah, answered two opposite ways. Either because since it's so well known that where it was, which was out of Yerushalayim, we didn't have to mention it, but of course you would make a bracha. No, since it's not evident from the place itself, when you see the place of the Yom Suf, you know that this is where the famous miracle happened. When you see out of Yerushalayim, you don't think right away, oh, it's not evident over here, the miracle. And therefore, actually, one would not make the bracha for the miracle that happened with the camp of Sacher, that they all just died on that night. Continuing the next Taisa of the Maschal, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, that Arba Tzrich and Haidus, there are four that need to give thanks, Yerda Yam, Bechulu, those who go into the sea, etc., which Taisa explains why did Rav say this order and Tehillim, which is the source, it actually is a different order. As our Taisa is quoting from the teaching of Rav, that four people need to give thanks. One of them is, as the teaching starts, of those who go on the high seas, those who go in the desert, a sick person that got healed, and someone who was let out of jail. Says Taisa, but if it's Tehillim, in the Sefer Tehillim, which where it's sourced, Lechashav Kezah say that actually does not say the order that Rav says it. Elechashav Holchei HaMidbar Rishon, the first one mentioned are those who go in the desert and not the ones who go in the high seas. So Taisa answers because the Kra Nakat Seyda HaMusukan Miyesed Chila. The Pasuk goes in the order of those that are the most dangerous first. And going in the high seas is the most dangerous journey. But Gemara Nakat HaMetsuyin Chila, the Gemara talks about however that which is more common, and therefore the more common one to have to say Bench Gemel for is the one that goes on the is the one who goes in the high seas, and therefore, although possibly the more dangerous one is actually, as the Pasuk says, is the ones who go in the desert, but in the high seas people travel quite often, the desert is more of a treacherous terrain, so as the says, the Pasuk is that which is more dangerous, which is the Holchei Midbaris. However, our Gemara, the more common, people go on boats all the time in Talmudic times, and therefore that was the first one mentioned by Rav. In the next taste of Maschal, Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, the Ema be'asara v'trei rabbanan. Maybe say you should have to have 10 people and 2 rabbis. Which Taisa can explain what's the ultimate ruling by the Berachas HaGoyimim, that is Majutza said, that you have to bench Goyimim with 10 people and 2 out of the 10 have to be rabbis. Because it says, v'remuhu b'kolam, a kahal always means 10 people. And then it says, v'meishav zikeinim yahaluhu. So the minimum of a meishav in the plural of zikeinim are 2 rabbis. So that the Gemara asks, as our Taisa quotes, but maybe say besides for the 10, you need to have another 2 elders. And the Gemara does not answer that question. So Taisa says, now that we have 2 different sides of this discussion, if these 2 elders are part of the 10 or besides the 10, so Taisa says, v'avdi l'chumra, so we do stringently. and that you should have 10 people and two rabbis. But Taisa says this halacha of the two rabbis is not ma'akib. And therefore, if you don't find two rabbis, then Rafalika trade Rabban, even if there's no two rabbis, one would still be able to have, if you have 10 people, a minion to bench Goemel. Now, Taisa brings Vinago Oilam Lavarach Acha Shakar Batar. The custom in the world is to go ahead and make the benching to Goemel. After one lanes by the Torah, because that's when you have 10 people. Now, additionally, Taisus qualifies one of the categories that we mentioned, that you bench Gaimel, is a sick person that was healed. So Taisus says, he's talking about specifically a sick person that is bedridden. And he gets healed, then he benches Gaimel of a chashba, reisha, b'meyav. But if someone just has a headache or a stomachache, and he's not bedridden, then lie, then he would not have the halacha bench Gaimel. That's from Harav, Rav Yosef. Tim next taste the maschal. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara. Patartin yosim aloduya. You have exempted me from benching Goimel, from giving thanks. Which taste explains how was he exempted, but he didn't mention, they didn't mention malchus. And that is the Gemara brings there. Rabbi Yehuda was sick and he was healed. So Rabbi Chana Bagdasa and the rabbis, they came to him. They says, oh, benched is Baruch Chachmana, blessed is God. The Havis Lon V'Loi Lafar that he gave us to you, to give you to us and not to the earth. So Rida says, oh, you exempted me from benching Gamel. So Taisus asks, when Temi begins to say, Taisus asks to take a second look. But we say, Bracha Shema Malchus, any blessing that does not mention Melech Ha'olam, and a Bracha is not a blessing. So what do you see in the over here? By Baruch Rechamana, even though, yes, let's say he's listening, Shema Ka'ina, but where's the Malchus over here? What you could say is Rabbi Yehuda Hayim Tamid de Rav. Rabbi Yehuda, who this story was from the students of Rav. The Rav Sabal El Beperek Kaitzim Avarchim. He holds, as we brought on Daf Mem Amud Beis, Doloi Beine El Haskaras Hashem. He does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. You have to mention Melech Hayim. You don't have to mention. All you have to mention is that of the fact of God. And since you mentioned Rachmana, which was what they told him, therefore that's going to be sufficient. And some have the Gerson in the parentheses Oy Malchus. That actually either one or the other, Rachmana Hainu Malchus, and therefore saying Rachmana, which what they said is Malchus, so be that as it may, either it's actually is Melech Ha'olam with the word Rachmana, or it's Rachmana, which is referring to God. Again, since he's a student of Rav, would be sufficient, therefore, since he heard what they said, was as if he said it, and therefore he did not have to go ahead and bench Gamel himself.